Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This is such a powerful time, and there are so many things that are happening in all of our lives. Some of the things are wonderful, and other things are very painful and confusing. The reason for this is that the light of God is increasing on earth, and everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface so that we can heal it and transmute this energy back into its original perfection. The thing that seems to be causing the most fear and the most discomfort for people at this time is money and the economy and the lack of abundance in their lives. Poverty consciousness has been part of our belief system since we fell into the chaos of separation and duality eons ago, and we started believing and accepting lack and limitation as part of the tangible reality in this physical plane. So in order for us now to reverse that and to open up to the infinite flow of God's abundance, we need to transmute this belief in lack and limitation and focusing on manifesting our divine birthright, which is opening to the flow of God's infinite abundance. Today we're going to join with light workers around the world and invoke the light of God to help us do just that. Through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to help us transmute poverty consciousness and reclaim the abundance of God. During this hour, we'll work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity, because we are one and there is no separation. What affects one part of life affects all life. So today, as we are lifted up, we are lifting up all life with us. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Every attribute of God is reflected from this overall encompassing presence of God's divine love. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart flame. This divine love is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person on the planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the very densest frequencies of our human miscreations and the pain and suffering on this planet, into the highest fifth-dimensional crystalline frequencies of solar light and God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is known as the bridge to freedom, and it is the bridge over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. So during this special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The need of the hour is that we open to God's abundance. Abundance is our divine birthright. Now that statement is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. It is a profound truth. Unfortunately, humanity forgot that truth long ago. For eons of time, we have been struggling in the quagmire created by our belief and our acceptance of lack and limitation. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, poverty, greed, selfishness, and corruption for far too long. During this unprecedented time on Earth, there is an awakening taking place within the heart and mind of every person evolving on this planet, whether they are consciously aware of it yet or not. This is causing people everywhere to lift up in consciousness, and we are beginning to perceive the bigger picture of our purpose and reason for being. And we are beginning to understand, as well as the explanation for the events that are taking place on Earth. As humanity awakens, we begin to remember that we are not just the fragmented fear-based aspect of our personality that we've known as our human ego. We realize that we are in truth beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all our Father, Mother, God have is ours. This information is prompting us to open our hearts and minds, thus allowing the light of God to flow into the physical plane as never before. As the light of God increases on earth, everything that conflicts with that light is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into its original perfection. Now, after several decades of dedicated work by lightworkers around the world, we have reached a critical mass that is allowing the patterns of perfection for the new earth to be anchored in the physical plane. These patterns include the inseparable archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. Now, everything that conflicts with these two aspects of deity are surfacing to be healed. This cleansing process is occurring at a greatly accelerated pace, and all we have to do is watch the news or read a newspaper to confirm that fact. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are reassuring humanity that everything is unfolding in perfect alignment with the divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. The accelerated purging is indeed intense, but it is a very necessary factor in paving the way for the tangible manifestation of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The company of heaven is embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. In spite of the horrific things we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. Our I Am Presence, which I mentioned is our true God Self, has agreed to assist us in whatever facet of the purging process we are experiencing in our individual and our collective lives. Each of us has been preparing for eons of time to assist with this life-transforming cleansing process that we are now in the midst of. Each of us has all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength we need to succeed God victoriously in transmuting the things that are surfacing in our individual lives and our collective lives when we join together in consciousness, as we are doing today. This is the moment we have all been working toward. The moment we knew would one day arrive, but were afraid we would not see in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos is going to be reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be permanently established on Earth. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for lightworkers to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. That is because viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into humanity's hearts and conscious minds. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support in order to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption which caused the problems in the first place. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection within the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, to disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who would amazingly, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress this knowledge of the solutions and the corresponding technologies that we actually have available to us right here and right now. This is to maintain control and power so that they can manipulate the money of the world. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of lightworkers around the world. Lightworkers everywhere have been magnetizing the fifth dimensional patterns of the new Earth into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet for several years. Because of this selfless service to life and the unprecedented assistance we have received from the Company of Heaven, we have now reached this critical mass. This is an unstoppable quantum shift that is now lifting Mother Earth and all her life out of the distorted patterns of humanity's miscreations and into the supreme patterns of harmony and balance that are reflected on the new Earth. The legions of light in the realms of illumined truth said that this time will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed by the unified efforts of light workers around the world. Just imagine, during this momentous time, we will burst the paralyzing grip that our fragmented human egos have had on all of us. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for eons of time into believing that all we are is our physical body, and that the physical plane is all that exists. This aspect of our consciousness believes that its purpose and reason for being is to gratify the physical senses. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants to gratify the physical senses, even if that means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm that truth. This is a new day on planet Earth, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is lifting us into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. these old, obsolete archetypes and the grip of our human ego are crumbling away. Your I Am presence, your true God self, is now magnetizing this information into your sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour and because it is time for you and me and the rest of the light workers on this planet to fulfill this facet of the divine plan. This facet of the divine plan has been gradually unfolding for millennia. And the purging that is now taking place throughout the economic world is a necessary, critical part of the planetary transformation that is now at hand. As you know, for centuries, the monetary system of the world has been abused. Instead of the natural exchange of give and take that occurs through our I Am presence, based on the principle of always working toward the highest good of all concerned in fairness and compassion, the wealth of the world has instead been used by the elite few to manipulate, dominate, oppress, and control the multitudes. It is time for this abuse of power to end. It is time for abundance and eternal peace to become a way of life for every human being. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption. Lightworkers around the world have made the heart commitment to assist with the necessary purging that is taking place in the global economy. This is a natural part of the cleansing that must occur in order for the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace to tangibly manifest in the lives of all of awakening humanity. Now, in order for the patterns of perfection for the new earth to physically manifest, the overwhelming corruption, greed, fraud, selfishness, ignorance, and abuse of power, which has been the order of the day for far too long in our global economic system, must be exposed and then eliminated. That is exactly what we are witnessing at this time. This is the time, even referred to biblically, when all that is hidden must now be revealed. Any attempt to reestablish these negative behavior patterns, this corruption, this greed, at the expense of the masses of humanity, is going to fail. These destructive patterns cannot be sustained in the fifth dimensional frequencies that the new earth is moving into. As the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace now filter into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth, everything that conflicts with these patterns of perfection is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. That is why things seem so difficult at this time. It is due to the fact that we can easily see the garbage being pushed to the surface as we watch the news or read a newspaper. We see the horrific patterns of greed, fraud, corruption, and the inequitable distribution of wealth being pushed to the surface. But what we do not see as easily is the incredible light of God that is pushing these obsolete patterns of separation, fear, and the abuse of power to the surface. It is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this imperative cleansing process of the global economic system to take awakening humanity down the tubes financially. Quite the contrary. The divine intent is for these old behavior patterns, which have caused so much pain and suffering throughout the world, to be quickly exposed and eliminated. Then the patterns of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace can be easily established as the order of the new day on planet Earth as we reclaim our divine birthright of God's infinite flow of abundance and prosperity consciousness becomes the order of the new day. The most important thing lightworkers can do to accelerate this process is to focus our attention on the new patterns of abundance and peace and to transmute the old, obsolete patterns of greed and poverty consciousness back into light. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have given us wonderful invocations, visualizations, and decrees to assist us in accomplishing this goal. These gifts from on high are designed to help us to keep the focus of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on the truth of what is occurring, instead of the fear-based patterns of the global economy, which is surfacing to be healed. That is what we're going to work with today in this special hour together. We're first going to turn our attention and join forces with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth and the entire company of heaven as we invoke the light of God to transmute the poverty consciousness that our lower human egos have been empowering for literally millennia. So please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and go within to the deepest recesses of your heart. Join with me now in one pointed consciousness as we invoke the full divine potential of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. We are being joined by the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, and by the entire company of heaven. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person so that we will experience them tangibly in our own individual lives, but know that we are one with all life on this planet. So simultaneously, we are invoking this light on behalf of all humanity as we serve as surrogates for every man, woman, and child on earth. Breathe in deeply now and go within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization through the full power of your attention, knowing that your I Am presence has taken command of this activity of light and will manifest it through your being in perfect alignment with your divine plan and your highest good. Simultaneously, this identical activity of light will take place through every man, woman, and child's I Am presence evolving on this planet in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and his or her highest good. All is in readiness. Breathing in deeply, we are going within to the divinity of our heart. Inhaling and exhaling, we allow all of the tension of the day to just drop away. We feel ourselves becoming completely relaxed. And as you breathe in deeply again and exhale, you feel your I Am presence taking full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Your mind is activated, and any feelings of confusion or doubt or fear are just swept away. You are mentally alert, vibrantly aware, and enveloped in an invincible force field of God's protection. You realize you are your I Am presence. And you are enveloped in this force field of protection that prevents anything that is not of the light from distracting you or interfering with this sacred moment. You feel the deep inner glow of peace and well-being. and you experience the buoyant joy of expectancy and enthusiasm, because you now realize that you are one with my Father, Mother, God. You are one with the company of heaven. You are one with the mighty I Am presence of all humanity. And you are the open door that no one can shut. Now follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention. I am my I Am presence. My physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are now being raised in vibration. My awareness is increasing, and I begin to perceive the still, small voice within in new and profound ways. I am beginning to experience exquisite vibrations, and my entire being is flooded with God's light. My consciousness is opening to this influx of divine light and spiritual energy, and I am being lifted up into new levels of enlightenment, wisdom, and understanding. From this new level of awareness, I now know and understand as never before. I am my I Am presence. I am that I am. I am a radiant being of light. I am one with the energy and vibration that is the all-encompassing presence of God. I am one with the divine love that fills the universe with the glory of itself. I am one with every particle of life in the whole of creation. I am one with the divine plan for planet Earth. I am one with the infinite flow of God's abundance. I am that I am. A reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. I am lifted up closer in vibration to the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I am experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage. I am stepping through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea. As I do, the avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunities, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is pulsating with a sense of meaning and warmth. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that no longer support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning. I now have the ability to create prosperity consciousness for myself, and as I do, I easily and joyously move into a higher level of my true identity. I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life here and now into the infinite flow of God's abundance. Now change is manifesting through divine grace in my life. As each aspect of my life that needs changing surfaces before me, I easily love it free and forgive myself for any preconceived transgressions of the law of love and harmony. I know that I am a beloved child of God, and I realize now that I deserve to be loved and forgiven. As the changes take place, I am experiencing a sense of inner calm, patience, and silence. I am in the divine flow of my true God reality, my I Am presence. I am one with the infinite intelligence within me, and I am always able to make correct choices as opportunities are presented to me moment by moment. I love myself unconditionally, and I am grateful for this opportunity to change, which I accept now with deep humility. The divine power to sustain these changes is now continually flowing through me under the direction and guidance of my I Am presence. And from this moment forth, I consciously choose to create a life of prosperity and only that which supports my highest good. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection. And now higher. And now higher. I focus my attention on the sacred essence of my holy breath. I realize that with every in-breath, I am extending in consciousness through my eternal journey into infinity, to the source of God's never-ending perfection. And with every out-breath, I am magnetizing the full momentum of that perfection and radiating its full blessing to all life evolving on Earth. My in-breath is the open portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light. And my out-breath is the source of all divine blessings for humanity and planet Earth. I understand now that the divine gifts being presented to humanity by the legions of light serving this sweet Earth will be drawn into the world of form on the sacred holy breath. And I consecrate and dedicate myself to be the open door for these sacred gifts of light that will bless all humanity and Mother Earth. Beloved Father, Mother God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance. I am the hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. I am now ready through every level of my consciousness to release and transmute every frequency of vibration and every single electron of precious life energy I have ever released in any time frame or existence that is expressing a pattern less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the supply of all good things, and financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of protection and eternal peace, and I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my I Am presence to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. As these experiences begin to surface, I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I lift into the new solar frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I absorb the most powerful frequencies of this violet flame that I am capable of receiving, and I breathe this sacred fire in, through, and around my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and all of this energy that is now surfacing and returning to me now to be loved free. This sacred fifth-dimensional solar violet flame from the very heart of God is instantaneously transmuting the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories from all time frames and dimensions, known and unknown, that are in any way blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of this energy is being transformed back into its original perfection. My I Am presence takes full command of this activity of light, and I surrender my lower human consciousness so that daily and hourly my I Am presence can perpetuate this purging activity of light, moment by moment, hour by hour, with every breath I take, until every activity of light throughout my path that reflects anything less than the infinite abundance of God is transmuted back into God's perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back into the ages of time to magnetize the fifth-dimensional solar violet flame of forgiveness through every electron of poverty consciousness. It is stamped with my individual electronic pattern. These records and memories surface effortlessly, and I am able to release it easily, without pain or fear. And as I do, I feel the buoyant joy of this eternal freedom. I continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as I reach deeper into the violet flame. As I exhale, I project this sacred fire forth to flood the physical plane of earth, and I affirm with deep feeling and a true inner knowing, I am my I Am presence, and I am a force of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am my I Am presence, and I am a force of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am my I Am presence, and I am a force of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, greater than anything less than prosperity. I now realize that I am able to transmute through the power of this sacred violet fire the mass consciousness of poverty. All records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money now begin to flow into the solar violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Under the direction of my I Am Presence, in unison with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, and in unity with the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is now surfacing to be transmuted by the violet flame. Transformation is taking place as each electron enters the solar violet flame and is instantly transmuted, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into frequencies of prosperity and God's infinite abundance. The I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child takes full command and consecrates each one to being the open door for this activity of the violet flame, so that it will increase daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take, until this planet and all her life is wholly ascended and free. I am a force of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, greater than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now ask through the presence of God pulsating in my heart that this activity of light be maintained and eternally self-sustained, increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take, increasing the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is experiencing the eternal peace and the infinite flow of God's abundance that is our divine birthright. Now the golden rays of eternal peace and abundance from the causal body of God begin to flow from the very heart of God through the collective cup of my consciousness into the heart of every evolving soul on this planet. This golden light that reflects the eternal peace and infinite flow of God's abundance is now pulsating with frequencies of the fifth dimension beyond anything humanity has ever experienced. Contained within the essence of this flame of eternal peace is God's infinite abundance. And contained within the essence of God's infinite abundance is the flame of eternal peace. I breathe in deeply, and I become one with this golden light that is pouring forth from the heart of God as I again expand within the divinity of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. I am open and receptive to the impulses pouring forth from the heart and mind of God. And I know now that the hour has at last arrived, and the divine fiat has been issued by my Father, Mother, God, for the divinity pulsating within my heart flame to be given full liberty and freedom of expression. My I Am Presence rejoices in this divine edict and will now give me every possible assistance in manifesting the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God in the physical plane as I assist with co-creating the new earth in the world of form. Through this activity of light, I become a keeper of the flame of eternal peace and abundance in accordance with my divine destiny. My earthly bodies are now being brought into perfect balance. And the latent powers encoded within my heart flame are released. The abilities that I have developed over eons of time that will assist me in co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new earth are now being brought into a balanced state of true mastery within my DNA. The immortal victorious threefold flame within my heart is now expanding and expanding. The blue flame of divine power from my Father God is now empowering the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance within my heart and the hearts of all humanity. The pink flame of divine love from my Mother God, the Holy Spirit, is now directing the flame of eternal peace and abundance through my heart and every person's heart flame, and floods the earth with divine love to bless all life. The yellow-gold flame of wisdom from the sons and daughters of God enlightens every mind to the divine truth that eternal peace and God's infinite abundance are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. And all is well. I realize that these are days of great acceleration due to the influx of divine consciousness that is now flooding the earth. The vibratory action of every facet of life is being stepped up the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. The golden flame of eternal peace and abundance that is now pouring through my heart flame is assisting me in maintaining balance through this process, as it is assisting all humanity. It is allowing me to experience the bliss and joy of this activity of light involving Earth's ascension into greater octaves of perfection. I am now reaching into a new octave of my Godhood, and my Father, Mother, God are able to easily move through me. My eyes become blazing rays of light through which the light of God flows to bless all life. My hands are becoming mighty conductors of God's healing power. My lips are becoming instruments through which God's words are formed and directed into the physical plane of earth. My feet walk the path of light. My life force now becomes the vehicle through which God enters the world to love and serve all life. I am open to the divine guidance of my I Am presence and the legions of light in the realms of truth. I am now able to easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for planet Earth. I am the immaculate concept of all of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I accept that these patterns for the new earth are victoriously manifesting through me, even as I speak, in God's most holy name. I am. In the name of the infinite presence of God, I am. I now expand my I Am Presence in the I Am Presence of all humanity. The golden flame of eternal peace and God's abundance is now blazing through every particle of life as it bathes the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. This activity of light is forming a powerful catalyst for God's abundance and eternal peace, which is empowering the awakening of humanity and allowing humanity to joyfully accept our financial freedom. With the assistance of the entire Company of Heaven, I now seal and permanently sustain this activity of light. As I breathe in deeply, I expand and expand and expand the divinity within my heart flame and the divinity within the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth until the collective, immortal, victorious, threefold flame within humanity's hearts envelops the entire planet Earth. Together we create a mighty chalice of light that cradles the sweet Earth and all her life in its loving embrace. Now, as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I affirm, I am open and receptive to God's abundance and eternal peace, and I joyously receive and freely give my wealth, my knowledge, my wisdom to all life. I am therefore eternally blessed with financial freedom, opulence, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Through my newfound prosperity consciousness, all of the financial sustenance I need to fulfill my divine plan is now easily and effortlessly flowing into my life daily and hourly. I am the divine image of God, and I am manifesting infinite abundance and eternal peace in my being and world, and I am simultaneously doing this for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's life and God's light, of God's transfiguring divine love and God's eternal peace, of God's infinite flow of abundance and God's truth and freedom to all I contact every day in every way. I so decree it and accept it done through the power of God. I am. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. And so it is. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, knowing that I am the open door and this gift of divine light will expand through all life on this earth with every breath I take. precious heart, thank you so much for your willingness to add to the light of the world and for the gift of light that you have given to humanity on this sacred and holy day. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website, which is eraofpeace.org. And you may sign up there to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. We have years worth of our newsletters. We have free webinars. We have YouTube videos all posted there, and the archives as well for this radio program. The divine intent of these celestial sharings that has been given to humanity is to encourage the sacred wisdom that is expanding on Earth at this time, so that humanity will be lifted out of the frequencies of fear and lifted into the harmony and balance of the truth of this cosmic moment. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.